The Mechaber in Hilchas Kriyishma, this is in Simen Samech Beis, Sif Beis, says, Yochal Likroisa B'Chaloshin. You can take Kriyishma in any language that you want. Meaning, Kriyishma does not have to be said Davka B'Loshin HaKodesh, Machlokes Tanaim. We paskin that Kriyishma could be said B'Chaloshin. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim, V'Davka Shemevin B'Oisei HaLoshin. The only time you could say Kriyishma B'Chaloshin is if you understand the Loshin. But if you don't understand the Loshin, then you can't say Kriyishma B'Chaloshin. Now, this is in contrast to Loshin HaKodesh. If a person davens, says Kriyishma, whatever exactly it is, B'Loshin HaKodesh, even if you don't understand the Loshin HaKodesh, still it's okay. But when it comes to other Loshinis, if you understand it, it's Gevaldik. But if you don't understand it, it's not Gevaldik. What's the difference between Lashon HaKodesh and Shal Lashonis? So we have four Radbais from Masechtas Nedarim talking about the Inyan of Lashon HaKodesh everywhere from a halachic perspective to a shkopic perspective to a contemporary modern Hebrew perspective. But the short answer is because Lashon HaKodesh in the vernacular is a Lashon Be'etzim. It's Be'etzim a Lashon. And because it's Be'etzim a Lashon, if you speak a Lashon HaKodesh, hasdu geret. Whether du fashteis, su du fashteis nish. But when it comes to Shal Lashonis, what gives it a chshivas of Lashon is because people made up to speak that way. You could shtel zichtzu to that Lashon if you understand, but if you don't understand that, it's not going to work. Says the Bir Halacha, V'da'oid. The nearly bepshitos, the ois and dvarim hanemar b'chaloshin, all these things that hanemar b'chaloshin, is davka im anshei oisei ha-medina b'dabrim ke. It's only considered a loshin. Meaning, if somebody's going to say kriyishma in a different language, it's going to be a loshin only if you're speaking in a place where the oivim fashteis this language. Avalim anshei ha-medina enam yucholim v'dabr zneha loshin, v'rak huvoid ez ha-noshin. Right, there's a few immigrants, they speak this loshin, but nobody else speaks it. Then the halach is, zeh loy nechshav loshin klal ha-medina zu, she'en makeres b'zu ha-loshin. The bishloim ha-loshin ha-koydir zokto bi-halacha hu loshin mitzad ha-etzen. Ma she'en kein Shar Loshin einenu kiyem mitzad heskem ha-medina. V'kimet she'en anshei ha-medina zu makir b'loshin zeh loy nikra loshin klal. So says the Bir Halacha, just like the only time Shar Loshin is considered a loshin is if you understand it, it also is only considered a loshin if the anshei ha-medina understand it. But if the anshei ha-medina don't understand it, then even if you do understand it, and not just you, you and a couple of your compadres, that's not enough. You need that the anshei ha-medina should all understand it. Says the Bir Halacha, you ready? V'rayu l'dvarai. You know what my ray is? Kedush and davav amir alef. Ha'ime charufasi b'yehuda mikudeshes. Shekein b'yehuda karen la'rusa charufa. Avo b'shar mekoymes eina mikudeshes. Av sheshneim kivanu l'shem kedushin. V'kedushinu b'chaloshin. You could say Arei Mikudeshesli in another language. There's no din Loshin Hakodesh. Afal Pikein, Kivan the ain Loshin Zeh Loshin Kedushin Ba'isem Makoyim. Have a kibul Nosan Kesef Loyoma Klal. The ain Mikudeshes. So says the Bir Halachi. You know my Raya in Hilchis Kriyishma. That the only time you can say Kriyishma B'Chaloshin in a different place is if the Oilam. Forget about you. The Oilam understands it. I know it from Kedushin Davav Amir Aleph. Charufasi be Yehuda. It's Tafka be Yehuda because in Yehuda they understood it. Even though the husband and the wife anyways understood it. But it's not enough. You need that you're in a mukim where the Olam speaks this language. Otherwise, it's not going to be okay.